Again, my name is John Wynier, and I'm with the USDA Gen Lab there at Lubbock. I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors who helped a lot with this work. Dr. Ed Barnes, who's here in the room with us from Cotton Incorporated, who also provided the financial support for this work. Greg Holt, who you just heard from, is also a co-author on this work, and Matthew Pelletier, also from our lab there, helped in this effort. Not to belabor this point anymore, but I've used this slide a couple hundred times already, but everyone knows that we've had a revolutionary change in the way that we store and handle seed cotton after harvest now. And specifically to the John Deere system with the round modules, in the addition of RFID tags to the wrap that's used on those modules, that technology has opened up some new frontiers for us in terms of asset tracking, logistical management, product traceability, and precision agriculture. And while some of the tools that we're going to discuss today may not address all of those new frontiers, additional developments coming in the future will add to our ability to harness this technology. Christopher Murray from John Deere is in the room, and he discussed this slide in detail yesterday, so I'm not going to go over it much other than just to say that this is one of the starting points in the system that we've developed and that we're going to discuss this morning. This Harvest ID Cotton system, it's actually Harvest ID Cotton Pro now, essentially develops a database of information on the harvester that can be transmitted to the gen or to the producer for use by anyone that the producer grants access to the information. So we're also using that information in this system. So our main goal in the work that we did was trying to figure out, how do we maximize the value in this new module identification system? How do we develop tools to help producers and ginners utilize this new identification system to their benefit? And so our kind of background thought was, if we can develop the tools to add additional location information, location scanning events that are not provided on the harvester, to help us develop this breadcrumb trail of the module location from the point where it's dropped off the harvester all the way to the point where it goes through the gin, there's value in that, both to the ginner as well as to the producer. So this is the 40,000-foot view of what we've developed. This is the electronic module management system that we've been working on. And as I mentioned, begins kind of with the system that Deere has developed and builds the database on the harvesters. All of that information is fed into this data management utility that we're going to discuss more in depth in just a moment. But this is the data management utility is essentially a piece of software that will run on a PC located in the gen office, which compiles all the harvest information together in one location and can be queried to provide useful information to producers or to the ginner. Additional to that, we have currently developed a handheld scanning system, which I've discussed at several other meetings. It's a mobile application that's deployed on Android devices that uses a handheld RFID scanner to go out and actually scan those modules. And our idea there was that those modules would be scanned again once they're in the staged position on the field, which is a different position than what you get off of the harvester. The harvester tells you the location at where the wrap was applied, and it also tells you the location where that module was dropped. But then from a transportation standpoint, the added value here is knowing that location for exactly where to send your module trucks. If you have new drivers, that aren't very familiar, or custom drivers that are coming in doing custom work for you, you can tell them exactly where to go get those modules. So all that data is also sent into the data management utility. The other piece of technology that we've developed this year that we'll discuss is this scanning system that's deployed on the module trucks that automates the scanning and data collection process for when the modules are loaded or unloaded in the field or at the gin yard. So this system is applicable on the trucks hauling modules from the field to the gin, as well as the truck that you're using on the gin yard to haul modules off the yard to the feeder. And again, all of those systems, or the data management utility, pulls all that data into one location for use by whoever needs the information. So as I mentioned, we have two pieces of technology that have been developed and are available for your use today if you so desire. RFID module scan is the mobile application that I just mentioned, where you go out and you have a handheld scanner with the Android application running on your telephone or on a tablet device to scan the modules in the staged position. And the second piece is this Cotton Harvest File Download utility, which was developed by Cotton Incorporated, that automates the downloading process of getting the information from that's developed on the harvester, whether it's a picker or a stripper. It automates the download process from the My John Deere Operations Center, correct, Chris? Is that okay? So those two pieces of technology are available today. They can be downloaded from GitHub or from the Cotton Incorporated website, and if you're interested in those, we can get you the locations. Another thing I'll mention at this point, all of these tools that we've developed so far to date and that will be developed in the future have been done on an open source freeware basis. All this is done by funding from Cotton Incorporated, its producer and importer money, and so it's available at no cost to you. Now, there will be some hardware costs associated with some of these tools, but the software has been developed and is available for your use at no charge. So the objectives of what we're talking about today are really the development of additional tools, specifically the data management utility, and also the RFID scanning system that's being used on the module trucks, or will be used on the module trucks. So this is the schematic of the data flow in the system. You start over here on kind of the right-hand side of the screen. You begin by feeding information into the data management utility that's running into the GEN office, either, as I mentioned, from the the HID Cotton Pro system, or from the RFID module scan app, to send that initial module inventory list into the data management utility. So from there, the user of that application in the GEN office develops load lists that are transmitted wirelessly to the module trucks that tells the driver where to go, which modules you're picking up, and it also confirms to them when they load modules onto the truck that they've got the right modules and that they've done things correctly. A little bit more about the data flow here. The truck application, the software on the truck, has the ability to update this database that's running in the cloud. The only caveat there is that it cannot delete information from that database. It can add to it, but it cannot change or delete information from that database. So that's a little safety piece. Any modifications or removal of information is done at the GEN office, and so it's just some of the safety built into the end of the system. Some of the preseason setup for this data management utility, of course, it's running on a Windows 10 PC in the office. You would, before the season, set up client farm field, driver and truck names before the season into the data tables. You would also set up a naming convention for the loads that you're going to pick up out of the field. So if you want to have a specific prefix on the load numbers that the trucks are going to pick up, you would input that into this software, and it transmits it to the truck system, and then the trucks auto-increment that load number for each successive load that's picked up out of the field. And then you also set up your import settings for the HID system as well as RFID module scan. The truck system has a little bit of different hardware. Of course, it's a ruggedized PC running Windows 10. It's got a touch panel screen that the user manipulates the system with, and then all the individual RFID scanning equipment there. We have, of course, a reader, some antennas, and a GPS receiver that tags the module position when they're loaded or unloaded. The other thing there is we've got a shaft encoder that's going to be used on the module truck bed on the chains that indicates to the system when that truck is actually in the process of loading or unloading the modules, depending upon the movement of the chains and the direction of the movement of those chains. So that's how we tell whether it's unloading or loading. Okay, so now on to the data management utility. This is kind of what the home screen looks like. It just gives some basic summary information as far as how many modules are currently in the system to be worked with, how many loads are there, how many loads are still in the field, how many are to be picked up, how many you have ginned, et cetera. So the next thing you would do is you'd go in and you tap the modules tab up here at the top, and it brings up the list of every single round module that you have. have imported into this database. And from here, you can generate your pickup list by going, my mouse cursor will come back, go back to the pickup list tab, and then you go down and you see there's three current lists in this current tab for these are all the existing lists that are out there available to be picked up. Now you can go in here and select them and edit those lists and add more modules to them so that the trucks know that they have more modules to pick up from a field if more were called in since that list was created. Or you can go down and add a list, clicking on that button, and it brings up this next page where the first thing you would do is go in and name this list, give it a name, tell it what client, farm, and field you're picking up modules from, and then the system loads the modules that are available for that particular client, farm, and field. Okay, so then you can go in and check the box next to each module or the one up here at the very top next to serial number shows, the check all box. Once you've got your modules selected, you go to the next button and assign that list to any number of trucks that are in your inventory. It can be one truck or all the trucks, however many you want to send it to, and then it wirelessly transmits that to the truck so that they have the information of where to go to pick up modules and which modules to pick up. This next screen here that I'm showing is a special case where maybe you have a producer who's called in modules over the phone for, a particular farm and field. They call in and say, hey, we got 28 loads out there. They're on this farm, but I haven't scanned them with the hand scanning system, and I didn't have the system running on the harvester. So here's where the field is. So the person running the Gen Office software can select the field, tell it what client, farm, and field it is, and then transmit that to the truck. And then as those modules are loaded in the field, it builds that list and transmits that information back to the Gen. Okay, so now this is the home page on the truck scanning system. This is the home page. It shows all of the available lists for this truck that they can select from. So if you click on, you tap one of those load lists, it opens up this map page that shows you the exact location of where those modules were scanned last on the field and shows them where to go on the field to pick up the modules. If they need driving directions, they can click on the directions button and it brings up essentially just maps, Google Maps, to give you driving directions to those modules. It also shows you other pertinent information in terms of how many modules are in the field, how many have been loaded, and how many are left to get. So when they load those modules, it confirms to the driver that those modules are actually supposed to be loaded using this green color, the serial number shown in green there. If they screw up and don't get the right modules, say they get two good ones, and then the last two that they loaded weren't actually on the list for some reason, it indicates to them by changing the color of the screen to this red color showing that they ain't on the list. So you have two options then. You can either unload the modules and find the right ones, or you can continue loading those modules and add them to the current pickup list or create a new list for them. Whatever you need to do. This is the screen that comes up when the modules are unloading on the gin yard. As I mentioned earlier, you put in, before the season, you put in GPS coordinates that bound the actual module storage yards for the gin, as well as the GPS location for the module feeder. And so then the truck system has functionality built into it to know when it's on the yard, so if it's loading modules from the yard or unloading modules on the yard, it sets that flag in the data for that last location saying, okay, I just unloaded these on the yard. Or if I'm within a certain radius of that module feeder, then the system knows that if I unload a module within that radius of the module feeder, then I've just sent that module in to be ginned, and so it sets that flag too. So in summary, we have tools developed for field testing, and these are the four that we have so far: the mobile app, the harvest file download utility, the truck system, and this data management utility. And we're looking to do some more field testing of these systems this year, actually at GENS, and get some more experience under our belt. Now, I'll mention also that these systems have been developed somewhat independently of each other. You can use them in any combination or any one piece of any one tool by itself to best fit your operation. So there's how many gens we're running this year? Like 650 some odd gens. And so I guarantee you there's 650 different solutions for how to manage modules. And so this system has been developed with flexibility to be able to go in and do those different, to handle those different scenarios. So, and just in summary, this system, we feel like it can eliminate the manual marking and tagging of modules now. We feel like we're at that point. It'll help optimize transportation logistics and improve the management of the modules all the way from the field through the gen. And then we hopefully in the future we'll add some more tools to help improve production management strategies where we're managing more on quality, not just on yield, as has been done in the past. So additional development coming this year. We're going to do small-scale beta testing just to work out all the bugs in the system early on in 18, here pretty close to the gen lab, so I can go out there and hit it with a hammer if I need to. And then field testing in 18, once we get all that initial testing done, we'd like to find a gen or two that we can go out and work with to actually use this and get some experience under our belt. The other thing is at different meetings, we've been told that we need to add some additional functionality to that mobile application. And so we're going to add the ability to push the client farm and field list to that mobile app. So that you have a little bit better consistency in the naming data used for your clients and farms and fields, so that the user of that is not having to type it in every time for each field that they scan. And then the other thing that we're planning to do is release a version for Apple or on the iOS platform this coming year. So that's what I have. I don't know if there's time for any questions or not, but go ahead, Chris. So right now, per truck, of course, this is all in development. We think we can get some, you know, as you buy more components and we figure out exactly what components we really need. We've kind of over-engineered at this point. But per truck right now, we're in that, you know, $3,000 to $5,000 range at this point. So I think we can get that number down a little bit more. Go ahead, Dustin. Yes, yeah. And I also mentioned that this system is, it has the capability to handle conventional modules as well. There's a little bit more manual data entry associated with that, but it's nothing more than what you're currently doing with a person sitting there with a notebook at the phone saying, okay, I got 20 loads that need to come to the gen, and this is the client farm field. We just essentially do what I showed with that map screen where you drop a pin on the field and say there's X many X number of loads to be hauled from that field, bring them on in. So, other questions? All right, thank you.